This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
We've been asking Americans how they feel about Vice President Kamala Harris as the Democrats prepare to open their convention today. The AP's Donna Warder.
A new poll shows a steady rise in favorability ratings among Americans as a whole for Vice President Kamala Harris. 48% of adults who answered the poll by the Associated Press and the Nork Center for Public Affairs Research have a very or somewhat favorable view of Harris. That's up from 39% at the beginning of the summer, before President Joe Biden pulled out of the presidential race. It's also somewhat better than the 41% of adults who say they have a favorable opinion of former president and Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump. Donna Warder, Washington.
House Republicans are releasing their initial impeachment inquiry report into President Biden this morning. They stop short of alleging any criminal wrongdoing by the president, but instead allege an abuse of power and obstruction of justice in the financial dealings of his son Hunter Biden and family associates. Secretary of State Antony Blinken in Tel Aviv this morning says now may be the last opportunity to reach a Gaza ceasefire agreement.
The focus of my visit is intensely on getting the hostages back, getting the ceasefire done. It is time for everyone to get to yes and to not look for any excuses to say no.
Secretary Blinken is meeting today with Israel's prime minister. Former New York Congressman George Santos is due in court this afternoon, reportedly expected to plead guilty to several counts in his fraud case. The storm Ernesto has been heading farther out into the Atlantic, sending powerful swells, though, toward the East Coast. The National Weather Service is warning of rip currents along the Atlantic coast, may be powerful enough to sweep away swimmers, even the best swimmers. This is AP News. There's word of a cholera outbreak in Sudan. The AP's Rika Ann Garcia is overseas with this story.
Health officials say Sudan has been stricken by a cholera outbreak that has killed nearly 24 people and affected hundreds more in recent weeks. The African nation has been shaken by a 16-month conflict and devastating floods. The nation's health minister said in a statement that at least 22 people have died from the disease and that more than 300 confirmed cases of cholera have been detected across the country in recent weeks. The cholera outbreak is the latest calamity for Sudan, which was plunged into chaos when simmering tensions between the military and a powerful paramilitary group exploded into warfare across the country. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
Aid groups say the threat of polio is rising fast in the Gaza Strip. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.